Monday. I've had something bothering me now for several hours, and I'm going to get it off my chest. And you guys do the same. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Anna, you got one?
I do.
Brian Adams?
Always.
Oh, my God. Let's do the sounder.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh**. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Get on the lines. We want to hear from you. If something has you irritated, vexed, irate, cross,
crisscross,
applesauce, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Ryan Adams, what's wrong with you?
That's a loaded question.
We only have a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, boy.
Johnny, when you follow somebody on social media, on any platform...
Yeah?
Wouldn't you... I mean, when you follow them, do you interact any at all? Whether it's just a simple like sometimes or maybe a comment occasionally?
I give likes where likes are deserved, and no other time will I give a like.
But do you... But you wouldn't follow somebody if you weren't at least semi-interested in, you know, what they're about,
not
right?
True. Not true. Sometimes I will follow just because I'm feeling... I don't know. I'm feeling like, you know, I'm in a good mood and I, you know.
All right. I'll take the bait, Ryan. Yes. I only follow people I am interested in.
Thank you.
I just deleted 5 friend requests. So if you just added me, I'm sorry. I don't know you. Get away from me.
That's true.
Thank you, Anna.
Jerks.
So my beef tonight is with people that add you, not vice versa, that add you on social media and then you never hear from them again.
Really?
It's just, it's not like I lose sleep over it, but I kind of figure like, all right, we have 35 friends in common. Because I don't usually accept friend requests unless we've got a handful of people in common.
Maybe they're just lurkers.
That's creepy.
No.
But I don't need your timeline cluttering my timeline. If you're never going to interact with me, if you're just a waste of space on my friends list or my Twitter feed. Oh, I do.
You sound like a needy bitch right now.
I need you to
love me.
I'm the neediest of bitches, and I'm okay with that.
They need to like all your selfies. Is that what you're saying?
I feel like it's like a checklist. Like, did Anna like it? Check, Johnny. Yep.
And he's like a serial killer. He's just Xing out people like over their faces. He has a printout.
Yeah.
He's like, really, Charles?
What was that movie where?
It's a Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, where he's got the lipstick.
Oh, wedding singer.
Yeah.
It's like John Buscemi.
Yeah.
John Buscemi.
What's his name?
Buscemi. Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi.
What's his name?
Steve Buscemi, the ugliest man.
Mandango.
Buscemi is when a bunch of Asian guys stand around a woman.
You know what I'm trying to say?
They have a Buscemi fest. A bunch of Asian guys.
Boo.
So, yeah.
Buscemi. Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi.
That's what I said. What did I say? Yeah, that guy. That's what I said. Yeah. Steve Buscemi.
He's the ugliest human being in the world.
Leave him alone.
Him and Steven Tyler would have the most gorgeous babies in the world.
Have you seen...
If that was medically possible.
Have you seen Ron Cunningham? Wait, no, that's his actor name.
I have no idea what that is.
Who's the guy that played Richie Cunningham? The director.
Ron Howard?
Yeah, have you seen his brother?
Yeah, he's pretty ugly, too.
He looks like the Hills
Howard.
Have Eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's horrible looking.
You're right.
So there you go, guys. If you follow Ryan Adams...
God damn it!
On any social media platform, you better...
Like that ass.
Let him know that you love him.
Pay attention to me!
He needs it. He's very needy. Jesus. Anna, what's got you all vexed up?
Well...
In 3...
We'll start over.
2...
Okay.
1... Holy sh**. It's time for another...
Anna Hummel?
Down.
All right, so I listen to music...
Very unique.
There's a certain character out there in the music sphere that's pissing me off.
Uh-oh.
She goes by the name Cardi B.
Thank you.
This bird-ass, bitch-ass, stripper-ass hoe.
Bah, bah, bah.
I don't know who she is, what she's all about. Her vocabulary consists of, I don't know, 12 words, and she's a rapper. What? When she talks to people, she goes and says things like, go-go!
Yeah.
Meow! I just made that one up.
Maybe not.
Yeah. All these, like, we're like, ding, 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 ding. I can't even do her noises. They're just absolutely ridiculous.
I hate her.
She's absolutely awful. She's not talented at all. She's not a good MC. She's not a lyricist.
No.
I doubt she even writes her own crappy lyrics. Yet she's making millions of dollars.
I know.
I don't like it. I'm upset by it. She's a stripper turned rapper. Am I just jealous? Am I just mad at myself that I didn't become a stripper rapper?
I'm jealous all the time.
I don't know, but it makes me have to look inward, and I don't like doing that, Johnny. Why do I hate her so much? She's talentless, and she's on the cover of every magazine. She's hosting shows. She can barely speak English, she's from America.
Bad.
I've never loved you so much in my life.
She's so bad.
God damn it, and I still jam out to her songs.
I know. Look, I have a friend of mine.
I make money move.
I have a friend of mine who is a rap producer. I mean, he went to college for, like, music production. He's very good. He works in a studio in Clearwater. And I am so tempted to ask him if I can make a hip-hop song, one song. And I want it to be ironic and ridiculous. I want it to be all this mumble poo-poo that's making it right now. I want to go in there and just say four words. I want it to be so Gucci Gang-esque that people go, that is horrible. I'm buying it. And I want to do the videos with, like, a hat pulled down, sunglasses, weird angles, so you can't see I'm a fat 46-year-old. They have no idea until I show up at the concert hall to a sold-out show, and they go, what is that? And I go, you bought this. This is a fart in a box. You like this single?
Yeah.
Man, I'm farting on your box. I'm farting on a box. I'm farting on a box. Sit on a box. Put the things in a box when I fart. And it just...
There it is.
Yeah. Cardi B could actually jump in and have a cameo.
Like, I've even been thinking, I've had this conversation with a few people now, a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
What if Cardi B is a goddamn genius?
Well, obviously
she is. What
if she's
brilliant and she's just putting on this character, this persona for the monies, and she's laughing her ass to the bank.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm here getting angry because this dumb stripper hoe is making millions of dollars doing things like...
It's horrible.
I'm a rapper. Bing, bang.
She has Tourette's.
It's ridiculous.
She's taking advantage of her neurological disorder.
Anyways, rant over.
Good job. I feel better for you.
I'm pissed off. I'm more pissed off.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. If something's got you pissed off the way Cardi B has Anna, we want to hear about it.
What a stupid bitch.
She's a dumb asshole.
So what are you upset about, Johnny?
Oh, I'm going to talk about it. As soon as I talk to Aaron G. Aaron G., what has you pissed off, my friend?
Oh, don't get me started. Oh, okay, where to start?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Yes.
So every week, there's something going on with Donald Trump in politics. It's like, is this going to be it? Oh, is this finally it?
Get it out,
And then look at the news. Look who died today.
Tell him.
Look who died. Look at all these people who died.
I agree.
Oh, boy, look at this. Mm. But meanwhile, we're all on this planet. Most of us have no idea what we're doing here.
It's true.
We're slowly getting older and slowly dying. But you want to worry about what celebrity is doing what and what's doing this. And instead of all bringing our efforts together and maybe doing something good, like, I don't know, prolonging our life or helping starving people. But no, let's just worry about Donald Trump and who died and all this crap. Thank you.
I love it.
Call back anytime, Aaron.
That's what the meltdown is about right there. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I agree. You said this the other day. The most precious commodity is what?
Time.
And we waste so much of it.
The only thing we'll never get back. You can always make more money. Yeah. You'll never make more time.
Just dumb crap, man.
Once it's gone, baby.
Yeah.
See you later.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. It's meltdown time, baby. We want to hear yours. I'm about to give you mine. Something's got me pissed off. Angry. I just heard my neck yelling. I'll save that meltdown for next Monday. Yo, Mitch, what's up? Oh. Yo, Mitchell, what's up, man? What's got you pissed off?
Well, let's be honest. I am so upset and tired of all the homeless people at my job.
Oh, boy.
Who want to show up.
Yeah.
Bring their stinky butts into the public use restroom.
Oh, gross.
And drop the stinkiest deuces.
Now,
explain
to me, why are homeless poo-poos more smelly than regular poo-poos?
Oh, man, it's like they're just start piling up. And then they're like, hey, wait a minute. Look, there's a public place.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mr. Security Guard, can I use the public restroom? And I have to say yes.
Yeah.
It's against the law for me to say no.
Yeah.
And then I go into the restroom, and it's still lingering. Whatever they ate, dog food, cat food,
gross.
Leftover trash, a piece of an old can, nuclear waste.
Oh, boy.
Whatever they're eating. They're just dropping it in the toilet. And then some people even have the nerve to bring in drug paraphernalia. Hey, let me get high while I'm sitting on the ball in a public place with probation officers in the building.
Nasty.
Oh, yeah, I'm just that smart. Oh, man. And then the worst thing about it is then they go outside and dig in the dumpster and throw the trash all over the place that we
sons of bitches
have to go pick up.
Unbelievable. Oh. Unbelievable.
You're like their maids.
Man, if I could just choke one. If I could just choke one for real. Oh.
All right, man. You feel better?
No, I don't.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for calling.
With that Jewish privilege.
What? What do you say about me being Jewish?
I don't know. Something about Jewish privilege. I don't know.
Jewish privilege.
Is that a thing?
I didn't know it was.
Neat. Martha, what's up? Yo, Martha.
Oh, I didn't recognize it. That's not my real name. But I'm pissed because no one tells you that, like, your 20s really suck.
Yeah, they do.
20s are the worst. I'm in my, like, mid-late 20s. What am I doing? Like, what are they even for?
Well,
you just get older. You look worse.
You have nothing to compare it to but your teens. How do you know it's the worst? Maybe it gets worse than this.
Does it get worse?
It all
depends. I don't know. I'm 25.
Tell us a little bit about your situation.
I'm 28. Actually, life is pretty good, like, considering the circumstances. But still, it's not what I thought it would be. I thought I would look better.
What do you think it was going to be?
I don't know. I'm another thing I'm not happy with is, like, how all these little 14 and 15-year-olds, they look great. They're like slamming. And I didn't look like that when I was younger. I was so awkward.
It's the hormones
so
in the chicken.
Lanky.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you look now, though, Martha?
I mean, I'm a Bradenton solid 9.
Ooh!
So like big city.
Bradenton 9.
Yeah,
that's a,
like
that's a Tampa 6.
Big,
yeah.
Like, yeah, Tampa 6. Exactly.
Hot. Very, very nice. Yeah, so you're just pissed off because you were expecting more. Is what you're saying.
I was expecting more. Like, there's nothing fulfilling about your mid-20s, really.
Maybe it's your outlook.
Maybe it's you.
Yeah, maybe if you...
Likely.
Maybe if you take a... I don't want to take an old person approach to this, but grab yourself, like, a pen and paper, and then write down the pros of being you and the cons of being you and all the great things around you and all the bad things around you, and then try to focus on the positives, maybe.
You
sound like an awesome chick. You sound like you got a great personality. You sound attractive. You sound like you're opinionated, which that you already have an advantage over some people that can't form an opinion if they tried. So you got those good things about you. You live in Bradenton. You're a 9.5 there.
That's you know what?
Yeah.
You really picked up my night. I'm gonna be honest. You picked up my night.
That's what I'm here for.
Right off the ground.
Right on.
I'm happy.
You picked
up.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right, y'all take care now.
You too. Thanks for listening. All right. Yeah. Definitely not her name. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Shane, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm kind of upset with, like, people that live on the second or third floor that call you to ask you to help them move.
Oh, sons of bitches.
The worst.
That is rude.
How much is eight brothers helping others or whoever? You know what I mean?
I will tell you this. I will tell you this, Shane. I have used professional movers the last four moves. Best money spent, and my friends love me for it.
Well, money well spent, correct. And you get that. They don't even buy you lunch, do they?
No.
You're working.
Yeah. Sons of bitches. And they expect you to buy them beer. I agree, man. I agree. You know what I don't like?
That
live on the third floor.
Well, yeah, and you get down there, and then come back and help me unload it.
Jerks.
When you get to the place. Come on.
I agree, dude. I agree. F them. Good rant.
Yeah, that grinds my gears, yeah.
All right, buddy. I'm glad you got that off your chest, man.
Thanks.
Later.
Kind of piggyback off that.
Yeah?
What I don't like is when people ask if you're free first and then tell you what they need later.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, like, hey, can you help me move this weekend? They'll say, hey, what are you up to this weekend?
You think you're
going
to go to a party? You think you're going to a party?
What are you up to? They're like, hey, want to help me move? And you're like, oh,
no.
F.
I thought we were going to watch Deadpool 2, you jerk off.
Yeah. And then you're like, scrambling. I think I have to see a cat somewhere.
My parents are dying this weekend.
Right now.
Both of them.
Leaving. Bye.
Yeah. I thought your mom was dead. She came back like Jesus, and now she's dying again. She's really unlucky.
Yeah. You got to be honest about that stuff. I hate when people drag you in like that.
That's not cool. Not cool at all. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Daryl, what's got you pissed off?
Mosquitoes. You know,
amen, sister.
What happened to these mosquitoes? What happened to fireflies? I don't see fireflies. They didn't bother
so
anybody.
Cute. I know.
I know we need the larvae and all that, but why does one of them have to hang on my ear all night when I'm sleeping?
Yep.
It would finally get me right on the lip.
It's the worst.
I wake up and I touch the face by Mike Tyson.
Oh, God. That bite on the lip stays with you for weeks.
Yeah, I hate mosquitoes.
Oh, I hate them too, buddy. Blood-sucking little jerk-offs. I agree.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Daryl. I think people are really getting the gist of this bit now.